106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Very little secret time on The Wake Up Call, and this is a heavy one. This might be actually one of the heaviest ones we've ever done. We're going to welcome Kent to the show, not his real name, and really not his real voice. Good morning, Kent.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, we're fine. You're not. You are in a dilemma, and you've been in a dilemma of your own making for how long now?
About a year now.
About a year. A little over a year? I think the email said a little over a year. So let's get right down to it. What is your dirty little secret?
Yeah, so I have a wife and a child with my wife, and a little over a year ago, I had a one-night stand. It was just a drunk, I didn't know her at the time, and it was what it was, but she ended up getting pregnant, and she decided to keep the baby. And she knows that I had a wife and a child, and so she knows that. She knows I can't really be super committed to only having this new family. But yeah, basically I have two families now because I'm still in this, child's life with the new, with the girl I had a one-night stand.
Okay. All right. So recapping real quick, you had a one-night stand a little over a year ago, cheated on your wife. That girl got pregnant. She kept the baby. The baby is now here, and you have two families now. And I'm guessing the secret part is that nobody knows.
So how are you going to pull this off?
What do you mean by pull this off?
Okay, well, this baby's got to be just a couple months old now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for now, perhaps this is something that's a little easier to pop in and out, go be dad every once or twice a week to a baby. But eventually this kid's going to be 10 and then it's going to be 15. Like, how do you keep this going?
I don't know. I was just kind of buying time till I figured out a plan to decide if I'm going to tell my wife or cut ties or I don't know.
Well, are you allowed to cut ties? I don't think it works like that. I don't think it's just your decision.
I mean, you can't cut ties financially.
Right.
If she wants child support.
Right.
So even if you emotionally cut ties, which is whatever, that's your choice. Okay. But then you still are on the hook financially, which again, would still probably be very difficult to keep hidden from your wife.
Right.
Right. I don't think that's going to work out, especially like you said, long term. I don't see that being an option.
It seems like the only option is that you have to tell your wife. And what do you think her reaction is going to be?
Oh, she's going to flip.
Yeah. But I mean, like, do you think that she'll stay with you?
I don't think so, no.
Couples have weathered stuff like this before and stayed together.
Yeah, but I know that if she found out and I didn't tell her that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Sure. I mean, that's not even worth discussing.
Okay, Gavin, your wife somehow gets pregnant by another guy.
I say, who's the dad? Because this guy had a vasectomy.
I know. So it's obviously not you.
Okay.
Do you stay with your wife? It's a long pause.
I think I do.
Yeah, I think me too.
Dave Grohl's wife did it.
Right.
She's making a decision not to leave him.
I mean, I believe.
I don't know.
I would try.
I don't get the Dave Grohl newsletters anymore, but,
got kicked out of the fan club.
I agree with Katie. Obviously, like, the only solution here is to tell your wife. What I would do is I would consult with a professional and find out the best way to do that.
What is the best way?
I'm sure that there is a best way to do it. To come up with a strategy ahead of time. First of all, take full responsibility.
Yes.
Take full blame for everything that happened and really show that you regret this decision.
Right. And have a plan.
So
is that kid going to come live at his house with his wife 50-50?
Half the time, I guess. If best case scenario.
Right. Oh, boy.
I mean, she's a really good person, so, but I don't know. It's like it's up to her. And, I don't know. It was really stupid of me.
In all honesty, too, waiting this long probably is not good either.
Yeah, the longer you wait, the worse I'm sure it will be.
But then again, I'm not even going to say it. All right. Well, listen, good luck. Good luck to your wife. Good luck to that kid. Good luck to everybody.
Yeah, good luck to everybody.
Honestly. And it's a dirty little secret on the wake-up call. You can keep text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.